Hello.
Hello there, good evening. My name is Christian and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything, I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you or does any member of your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
Plan to.
I'm sorry?
I plan to.
So will you say probably or definitely?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
I'm old.
Okay, it's okay. Just now, to be sure we're representing everybody in the nation, may I ask your race?
Minority.
Okay. Next question. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
I'm not a Republican.
Did you say you're not a Republican?
Right.
Okay. So do you lean towards the Democratic Party or an independent?
I've done both.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied the way the country is headed?
I'm not thrilled with any choices.
I'm sorry?
I'm not particularly thrilled with any choices.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress to be most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them be focused on. A 10, it means that it's very important to you. A 0 means that it's not at all important. And a 5 means it's somewhat important. You can choose any number in between. I'm sorry?
Who's taking the poll you're doing? Who's sponsoring it?
The company is called Opinion Oregon, Opinion Research, and I believe is for the newspaper.
The newspaper?
I'm sorry?
What newspaper?
Oregon's? I'm not sure which, but it's supposed to be in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
All right, is creating more jobs and raising wages somewhat important to you? Very important or not at all important?
Important.
Okay, what about reducing crime?
Yes.
Is it important, very important, somewhat important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, what about protecting abortion rights?
Important.
Okay. What about creating more affordable housing?
Pardon?
Creating more affordable housing.
Very important.
Thank you. What about tackling climate change?
Pardon?
Tackling climate change.
I can't understand the first word. Just...
tackling doing proactive, being proactive about climate change?
Well, I think that can be done without being extremely expensive.
Okay. Thank you. What about lowering taxes?
What?
Lowering taxes.
I think they should be even more even than they are.
Okay. What about funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
There should be some.
Okay. And what about security the southern border? Is that important to you or not at all important to you?
Medium.
Would you give it a what number, like an 8, 7, 6?
5.
5? Okay, thank you. And now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number between 0 and 100. And you can also say that you never heard of that person or organization. First person is Janelle Bynum.
Heard it, but I don't have an opinion.
Okay. What about Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
Heard of it, but I don't have a lead.
I'm sorry?
I said I heard it again, but I don't have an opinion at the moment.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
I don't know.
Okay, what about Kamala Harris?
I don't know.
What about Ron Wyden?
Wyden?
Yes, Wyden.
That's it. For what?
Do you want to rate him between a 0 and a 100? What number would you give him?
Rating for what? Any office?
No, this is just how you feel about that person. Do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Not unfavorable. I mean, I guess somewhat favorable.
Somewhat? Okay. So we were 50. What about J.D. Vance?
Who?
J.D. Vance. You know, that's the guy that Trump just picked as his vice president.
Oh. Not interesting.
You don't have an opinion?
I don't think I vote for him.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
Not.
All right. What about Democrats in Congress?
I don't think there's anybody in Congress anymore.
Okay. And what about MAGA Republicans?
What?
MAGA Republicans?
No.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump? What number would you give him between a 0 and a 100?
0. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump?
I'm not making anything with me.
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear that. Can you repeat the question?
I said I'm not making any commitments because I really don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. It's okay. And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer?
I haven't decided. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, let's Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Some things they do and some things they don't.
Okay, so somewhat approve, you would say? And do you you somewhat approve, right? Do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Reamer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I'm not sure how to answer.
Okay. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about you, your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Reamer.
Okay. You're going to read me something? Is that what you said? Hello? Hello?